Would you mind asking around?
Sign this petition and save the trees.
Who cares?
Hey, mister, sign this petition to save the world from nuclear holocaust.
Who cares?
Hey, mister, they're gonna raise our beer tax 2 cents.
Oh, my God! This has to be stopped!
I really love to drink beer.
If you don't love beer, you don't drink it. But I love it!
Pretty women make us buy beer. Ugly women make us drink beer.
Having so much fun. I didn't know it was 1:30. Turn around, I had one more. I looked the clock and it was 4:30. Hey, bartender.
One beer.
Hey, bartender.
Two beers.
Draw 1, 2, 3 more glasses of beer.
Billy Carter, Jimmy Carter's brother, had his beer. Maybe Hillary should have her own brand, too.
Thank you!
Get me another beer.
Stay tuned, because Rich Thomas joins us live in a couple of minutes with an update on weather moving through the area.
Hi, I'm John Schmidt, and I have some good news for you today. A little kindness can make a big difference. In 2012, a nursing home in the Netherlands opened its doors to 6 new residents, college students. In exchange for 30 hours of volunteer work each month, these students live rent-free. They assist the older adults with their Facebook accounts, they share jokes, eat meals together, and they keep the elderly in touch with the outside world. Research indicates that even a small daily interaction with friends can greatly improve the health of an older adult by warding off loneliness and mental decline. The Apostle Paul would have thought this is a great idea. He told his young apprentice Timothy to treat older men as you would your own father, older women as you would your mother, and take care of any widow who has no one else to take care of her. So what if this week I drop by to visit an elderly neighbor or reach out to an older relative I haven't seen in a while? A little kindness can make a big difference, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, senior pastor of Center Point Fellowship Church, centeringlives.com.
United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Now, what separates United from the competition?
United specializes in your home's airflow and air quality. Whether you have a room that gets too much air or not enough air, we can give you an affordable solution to get rid of those hot and cold spots.
When I put my Christmas stuff back in the attic, I noticed some duct coming loose. Can United fix that?
Of course. We service more than just your equipment. We have a department dedicated to installing ductwork every day and do hundreds of new homes here in the River Region every year.
United can also install whole house air purifiers that have a 99.9% surface bacteria reduction and a 97% airborne mold and bacterial reduction, and treat your home every time your system runs. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Here is Mr. Overtime. Last week, it was getting ready for a big snow coming in, and today we got a big storm.
I've been babysitting thunderstorms. That's the way I put it the last couple of hours. We did one severe thunderstorm warning earlier today, right around the lunch hour, a little after, in Dallas County. Now, we don't have any severe thunderstorm warnings right now. We have what's called a significant weather statement, significant storm affecting the northern part of Montgomery County, where possible, according to the radar operator, 50-mile-an-hour winds. And I see the very heavy rain from that has now moved through the downtown area. And the heaviest rain is over on the east side right now, and it's moving on to the northeast at 50 miles per hour. So, gusty winds as this band of showers and thunderstorms moves through the area. We need every single drop of rain we can get, because we are in a moderate drought, most of us are, southeast Alabama and parts of west central Alabama, in a severe drought already. We don't want to get into that kind of business, especially here during the season of the year when you expect a lot of raindrops. So once again, we have a significant weather advisory affecting the city of Montgomery. I'm looking out, you were just outside there. It's been raining, certainly steadily.
Steady rain, no wind per se, but I did hear thunder off to the west.
Right, and this is moving through at a pretty good clip. I think by 7 o'clock tonight, all of this is east of the metro area. And southeast Alabama, you could see a couple of strong thunderstorms too, which could become strong, possibly severe. There still could be a warning. And you know what? A spin-up tornado is not out of the question in this type of situation. They had a couple. They had one in this morning in Mississippi, in Jones County, Mississippi. And two yesterday, one in Missouri, one in Texas. I'm looking at my camera at my house now. That's a pretty good downpour coming through. So, yeah. Good. We need the rain. So that's your weather. And by the way, it turns cooler behind this front, but this time no Arctic air. We're looking for a low temperature tonight with clearing skies late tonight around 43. And then tomorrow's high around 60. And then, a couple of mornings where we'll be teasing the freeze mark. But no biggie. And the next rain comes in Saturday and Saturday night. 7 minutes after 3 o'clock.
Any chance we'll be freezing the tease mark? Sinking the Bismarck.
Oh my gosh. I'm glad the Arctic floodgates are going to be closed for a while. That's a nice little band of rain there. I'm looking at there.
Very impressive.
Very, very good. We need. I just had a report from Harriet Brooks here in Wetumpka reporting 0.46, and that's a nice little downpour all in the last few minutes.
Well, you know what? Nobody's reacted to a freaking thing I put on Facebook today, and I want to know why. And I don't think it's because I've suddenly become, Mr. Leper Colony.
It's got to be a conspiracy of some sort, huh?
It's got to be...
Where's Terry Adams when you need him?
It's got to be Facebook saying, well, we're going to divert people away from you.
They're squelching you?
They don't like my politics, I suppose.
Well...
But, I mean... I would like anybody that's a Facebook friend, go to my page and try and post a comment, see if you can even get my page and let me know what's going on here.
For instance, you posted something about the movie. We went and saw The Darkest Hour.
Now, I didn't expect 5,000 people to jump on and have an opinion on that, but I didn't even get a like, comment, nothing.
Let me see if I can see it. Let me go here to Greg. And here we go. And let me go down and see what we're seeing here. What are they showing us here? First of all, right now, nothing's coming up. Nothing's coming up. All right, here we go. This is the owl one.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
And you liked it, and you're the only one, according to my page.
Yeah, okay, let's see. I don't see them. Here's the...
Gary Oldman.
I see the Schumer one, but I don't see the Gary. I don't see the movie one. How about that? It's not showing up in my feed. What do you think that's all about?
Well, I would like to know. I mean, we know that Twitter is trying to censor conservatives. That's a fact, because that was revealed by a former Twitter employee. But this really concerns me.
You know what you should do? So that one has a picture and a link. Why don't you just do a test post right now, and all of our listeners, see if you're getting it.
A lot of people are suddenly commenting or reacting to things, but I'm not seeing them turn up.
They're not showing up on your likes or your comments.
No.
How about that?
Maybe refresh your page.
I did.
I mean, I told folks I'm back and healthy, and I have like 21 people have reacted to it.
Yes, but Facebook isn't afraid of you like they are me.
Not.
One comment and just one like, and that this disturbs me.
Do a test post and then see if everybody's seeing it.
You know, Mark Zuckerberg is going to get a
Is he going to be on the show?
I may discuss him.
I bet he'd be on Joey's show. Huh?
Oh, I don't know.
Hey, those of you who own stocks, good day for you.
Hey, I looked at my portfolio this morning.
Yeah, you're smiling, huh?
Yeah.
If it wasn't for those damn tweets, he'd be a darn good president, wouldn't he? He won this shutdown.
Oh, he did.
Big time. Big time win. I think, and let me just say this. Rich, I know you want to get home with this weather. And I know you don't like being in the room when my head explodes. So. By the way, we did see Darkest Hours.
And oh, nice.
It's one of the most complete and fine movies I've ever seen in my life. And when we walked out of there, I said to Rich, I said, if Gary Oldman doesn't win Best Actor, from every award ceremony for his performance in this movie, then it's a joke.
What period of time is this?
It is
39 and 40.
It's basically most of the movie is May 1940.
Yeah,
okay. Is that 1 month?
Yeah, you're right. There's no 39. And it references another great movie from last year, Dunkirk, as part of the story. But it's just brilliantly done,
Joey. When you see Gary Oldman, like if you see a picture of him from the SAG Awards last night, and then you see the makeup of him as Churchill, you're saying, how did they do that?
Yeah.
How'd they do
it's
that?
It's remarkable.
He just, right down to the fact that his lower lip was either artificially puffed up or he made an attempt to pout.
Yeah.
Through the movie, he mimicked Churchill to a T. It was an amazing thing to see.
I want to see it. I need to see it before it leaves.
Joey, was there a tornado in here earlier?
Yeah, Baron. Cleaned everything.
What does that mean?
He got a lot of the... We were talking 2 weeks ago, and we were talking about cleaning this place up, and he decided to start cleaning crap up here.
Bailey, I'm who does he think he is, the white tornado?
Yeah, I told him he needed a French maid outfit.
Oh my.
Yeah.
We'll take calls on that at 272-9228.
Bailey, I'm glad you weren't in here. You could have been in the trash can. That's right.
Bailey.
That's right, girl.
We're going to put Bailey in the trash can. Why don't you give her some bonus chicken?
Bonus chicken? Yeah, we got some stash. Your stash?
Oh, just remind me. I'll bring in an extra tender tomorrow to make up for whatever we use today. It's sort of like the Wimpy system, you know?
Yeah, I'm glad to pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Right. All right, we've heard the heavy rain right through the roof. And I'm going to go down and smoke, see if...
Right, you should check it out for yourself with your own eyes.
Who's on this?
Nate. My computer is mad at me for not being turned on for a few days.
Please. Nate.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Good. Hey, I usually get alerts whenever you post anything, and I haven't gotten an alert since Saturday, so I don't know if your posts are going through or not. And I just looked on Facebook. I didn't see anything since you did the Pepperidge Farm thing on Saturday.
You're kidding.
Wow. This is frightening. This is absolutely frightening.
Hey, did you find The Darkest Hour as very funny in certain scenes?
Absolutely.
I think it was very comical, and it was lighthearted and serious at the same time. That's what I loved about it.
That's what we were talking this morning. The scene where Churchill is in the subway. It's his first time ever in the subway, and the way the people react when they realize it's him. The Prime Minister is in the tube with them.
Right.
That's awesome. It was so well done.
I love when the King comes late at night to the house, and they're talking. And first of all, he says, he's on his side now, and he also says, "Let me give you some advice. Go talk to the people." And then that's when they get on the. I love that where he says, "Are you still mad at me? Are you still afraid of me?" He says, "Well." A little.
The interesting thing, too,
I like
in the opening scene where he first gets named Prime Minister and goes to see the King, he kisses the King's hand, and then the King reaches behind his back and wipes it off on his jacket. It's like, that's how that relationship began. Yeah. It's just an awesome freaking movie.
Go ahead.
I think the scene that showed him as most human was when his secretary tells him he's doing the V for victory sign incorrectly.
Great.
Up your bum.
And he laughed. He had a good laugh. And the other thing, too, there's a moment where he and Clementine are together, and she looks at him and she says, "We're getting older, aren't we?" And he says, "You certainly are." And it was just wonderful on so many levels. And this is one film I would go. In fact, I would get a group together. If there's a Saturday morning 10 o'clock thing, if we could get enough news talk, folks, I'd go see it again. Okay. It was that good.
It's that good. It's worth it.
You all have a good day.
All right, thanks. Appreciate you calling.
All right.
I'm going to go check a couple of other weather things here. And if there's something else to tell you, I'll let you know.
Okay. Madam Chickens, I think, is...
Madam Chicken. Bailey.
I had planned to... open, and I'm going to do it now. It's a clip from Judge Jeanine from her Saturday night show on Fox on obstruction. And this, of course, is before the shutdown ended. By the way, did that affect you at all?
No.
How about you?
No.
Anybody?
No.
Anybody experience a...
No.
I think you should do a test post on Facebook and see if anybody, see if your listeners are able to see
it. I will, as soon as I get into the, the break here. All right, so this is, we'll start with this clip from Judge Jeanine and talk about what appears to be a significant win for President Trump. And if you think the momentum is in his direction now, wait till people start getting their first paychecks in February. I'll be eager to see how that works out for you.
Yes, likewise. And also, Barron just texted me, the Barron, and he says there's some bad flash flooding going on Atlanta Highway.
All right, flash flooding on Atlanta Highway. We depend on you on the Live in Fear Doppler Network to keep us posted. If you observe anything, I saw just in the space of a couple of minutes right before we came on the air with Rich, ambulances going in both directions on 85 behind the building. So as hard as it's going to rain, flash flooding can occur and other issues as well. So last week it was the snow. This week we sound like your mother because we're telling you about the heavy rains. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to run the Judge Jeanine clip out of the first break since we're there. And you can tell us about Mr. Big.
Oh, well, yes. I really want folks to take this to heart because it's a, well, it's a situation you never really want to find yourself in. But that day might come. You might find that you yourself have made a mistake. Maybe somebody you love, your spouse, your children, somebody in the family has made a mistake. And you realize, oh, crap. I'm being detained. I'm being charged with a crime. And when that happens, you need to step back and say nothing. Use your right to remain silent. The police aren't there to help you. They're there to do their job and detain you. So when you do say nothing, remember this number, 472-5499, 472-5499. That is the number for Mr. Big, Greg Biggs, attorney at law. Greg Biggs spent decades in service to the government, as a prosecutor, as an investigator, working murder cases, white-collar crime cases, public corruption cases. This guy knows what it's all about when it comes to the judicial system and how it works here in the state. So what better than somebody with a prosecutorial mind, somebody who knows how the government thinks, who defends you against the government? So give Greg Biggs a call. Again, Greg Biggs, attorney at law, Mr. Big. Give him a call, 472-5499, 472-5499.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm going into my settings to see if I did something in here. Blocking, timeline, and tagging. What am I looking at here? Who can post on my, okay, who can see what others post on your, friends of friends, bro, who can see posts you're tagged on in your time, only me, blah, blah, blah. I don't see anything here suggesting who could see future posts, okay. That's specific friends, no, that is not what I want. Public. All right, maybe this is the problem.
Okay, I appreciate it.
I found something here that my setting had been changed.
Okay.
To who can see your future posts.
Who?
And it said specific friends.
What in the world?
No, I did not change it.
No, I didn't change it.
I'm wondering if somebody in the building did. Now, do I want to, who can see your friends list?
And I'm sorry I had to leave you Thursday and Friday last week.
Well, we
leave you alone.
You were sick.
I was.
We've had
bad.
Enough. Rich and I feel like we're going through round two of the sinus thing. So, do you want to search link your who could look up your phone?
Yeah, I literally slept all day Thursday and Friday.
All right. So, how do I save this change?
Should be a save button.
I don't see it.
Maybe
they've taken away my save button.
Crap.
Well, I'll close it out and open it up and see if it is.
Can
that
we
way.
Call somebody much younger than both of us to come fix this?
Well, I thought before I accuse Mark Zuckerberg of being terrified of somebody as crazy, as right-wing as I am, you know, I might check the settings and see if that isn't the problem.
And, you know, I have been going through a political identity crisis. Like, who do I stand with? I've talked to you about this on air and off air, Greg. Mm-hmm. And yet I saw this so-called women's march put on by the SPLC downtown on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I went, well, I'm definitely not that.
How many people were there?
It was a good number. I have to hand it to them. The report said 1,000 or so.
And what were they pissing and moaning about?
It was like the women's march at Trump's after Trump's inaugural. It was like, dump Trump, my rights aren't for grabs.
Yeah, they don't want more money coming into the house. What else do they hate besides themselves? I'm sorry. Losers, I really don't see where women are being suppressed. Most of the women I know wouldn't put up with it, for starters. They wouldn't allow it. They don't need a march. They don't need a vagina hat. They don't need any of that crap to say, I am woman, hear me roar. When you need to say that, when you have to carry a sign and says, I am woman, hear me roar, you're doing something that puts you in a position where nobody cares what you think.
Well, the sign that cracked me up was, my rights are not up for grabs. I'm like, well, then why are you marching? And telling people to go.
Whose rights are being jeopardized? Who's been taken to a concentration camp or jailed for a thought? What are they talking about? Are they just doing it because the TV cameras were there or because somebody influenced them to be there? Why can't you think for yourselves, you silly twits? I'm talking about the marchers.
Right. Well, I'm not that.
I think of the women that listen to this show, that participate in this show. Mm. I don't see them down there. They don't need to be, because they're not mealy-mouthed little mousy creatures that got to have somebody stand up for their rights.
Oh, but there was some conflict within the group. There was one, an older feminist, second wave, who was saying that she had a sign that said, trans women are not women.
Well.
And that, I mean, talk about a fight within the left.
Oh, my.
Yeah. There was a big old argument over gender fluidity and performative social constructs. And
wow. I would have loved to have done just a little survey of that group. How long has it been since you've been laid? I mean, really, really.
That's why I've been so happy lately, then.
That would have been my question. When was the last time you had that? I better shut up now. Judge Jeanine's coming up in just a minute. 3:23.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's. Want to wish you a happy 2018. Marguerite's is in a new home. We're in our Peppertree Shops. That's right. We have moved, and we are in Peppertree. We want you to come visit our new home anytime in January, and it's going to be on the house if you want to have your rings polished, re-rhodiumed, batteries changed, just cleaned, anything. Just come by, get a refreshment, and say hello to us at our new home at Peppertree Shops and Marguerite's, and come visit us. We're going to be open from 10 to 6:30 Monday through Saturday. Thank you.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
1 year ago, he promised he would prioritize the American people.
From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. Every decision on trade, on taxes, on immigration, on foreign affairs, will be made to benefit American workers and American families.
And they promised they would obstruct and resist everything he did. Both have been true to their word. So here we are, 1 year from the inauguration of America's 45th president, and a minority of Democrat senators take advantage of this day to shut the government down, holding the American people hostage, hundreds of millions of Americans, military families, and sick children, choosing to prioritize and protect 700,000 DACA recipients who aren't even citizens. Now, Republicans blame the Democrats. Democrats blame the president, saying Republicans have the House, the Senate, and the Oval. But this has nothing to do with the shutdown. 60 Senate votes are needed to pass a budget and keep the government open. Republicans only have 51. And to show you how mean-spirited the Democrats are, they are shutting the government down over a bill that has nothing in it that they oppose. Obstruction is their mission, pure and simple. Take a look.
I voted numerous times when I was a senator to spend money to build a barrier to try to prevent illegal immigrants from coming in.
People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally.
Those who enter our country legally and those who employ them disrespect the rule of law. And because we live in an age where terrorists are challenging our borders, we cannot allow people to pour into the U.S. undetected, undocumented, and unchecked.
So the Democrats are making the American people pay with a shutdown. Now, the Republicans have reauthorized CHIP, children's health care. They've delayed Obamacare taxes, but this isn't good enough for the Democrats who want to take care of illegal immigrants. As if we aren't already giving them education, medication, housing, and lawyers whenever they need them. Now, the president brought Democrats and Republicans together to work on a bipartisan solution and a permanent fix for DACA, always making clear that it's contingent on securing the border. Make no mistake, this is about stepping on President Trump's one-year anniversary and his opportunity to highlight to America his accomplishments. Come on, folks, the Democrats are gaming you. So let's give credit where credit's due. Let me remind you that when Donald Trump came into office, our economy was in shambles. More Americans were unemployed than in our nation's history. Millions weren't even counted because they simply gave up looking for work. We had hundreds of thousands of families working three part-time jobs just to make ends meet. And they said it was a healthy economy. But there was barely a pulse. 1% annual GDP was the new normal for those wizards. And he came to us at a time when we needed his tough talk, his unvarnished perspective. Think about where we were just 18 months ago under the leftist leader Barack Obama and an administration that allowed the sale of 20% of America's uranium to Russia with a payback to the so-called Clinton Foundation of $145 million and $500,000 for bill to pocket, while the Department of Justice and the FBI, so corrupt, so unlawful, so immoral, that they allowed a criminal, the hag that they tried to drag across the presidential finish line, to destroy evidence, delete emails, and get away with it. And so it was that Donald Trump stepped into the spotlight, a patriot who believed in putting America's interests first, who believed that the decline of America was a choice that we could reject. The American dream is now being renewed. 3% growth, maybe even 4%. A market that is roaring, historic highs. Unemployment, the likes of which we haven't seen since 1973. And African American unemployment, its lowest in decades. Tax cuts for all of us. Government regulations cut faster than at any time in history to help business. And the military finally getting the support it deserves while it crushed the Islamic Caliphate in the Middle East. Illegal immigration is at its lowest level in more than a decade. And so, yes, folks, he arrived just in time when our nation needed to be inspired, needed a new agenda, desperate for a better path to the future. If I were a betting person, I would predict that this shutdown will end by the beginning of the week. The American people see the vindictiveness of the obstruction and resist Trump movement. And this was a simple ploy to step on the president's inaugural anniversary.
Sure was. Worked out real well for the Democrats, didn't it? I think, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, as we get into February and people start getting paychecks with more money in them, but we have more disturbing news. Suddenly the FBI can't find those 5,000 emails between Peter Stroke
and emails and texts. Yeah, Lisa Page.
What happened to that?
Oh, and just unimportant months.
Oh.
From July to, like, November of 2016. There was nothing important going on then.
I'm just posting, I am being censored by Facebook. Let's see what that gets. Let's see, I just got a note from someone who says, I have not seen a post from you since the 20th.
Well, if your settings, if your posting settings were changed on who could see it,
yeah, but even since I've changed it, there have been people responding, but nothing has shown up. This is hugely concerning to me. But this is, and they're worried about fascism? What is that? Unbelievable. Fascism is a world of one opinion that's allowed, and if you're not on board with it, if they have the power to mute your opinion, they do it.
You could dust off your MySpace account.
Yeah, let's bring back MySpace. That'll be a huge hit.
Well, what we really need is our own websites. Like, can you imagine if you had a Happy Hour website?
I might start a Happy Hour page.
Yeah, maybe it works with the News Talk website. I don't know. But I think it would be a butt-kicking site.
So I could make statements like I think most of the women that were in that silly march. What rights, by the way? Was there any clue as to what rights they've been unable to exercise? Can they vote? Do they...
Some of them might have to do with healthcare stuff. I mean, the usual...
Healthcare is not a right.
I agree with you.
Abortion?
Abortion is definitely going to be an issue.
Well, who gave them the right to decide, make them judge and jury on life and death? I mean, that's what makes, in my opinion, women the superior creature, because they're given that responsibility, that capability. And again, the women I know that I respect and treat with respect, they don't have to ask for it. They demand it in the way they comport themselves without having to carry a sign or wear a silly-ass vagina hat. And I really think the...
Which don't even look correct.
Well, I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know? Oh, give me a break. Mister, look, my face was on billboards.
We have a 99er on the line.
Hi, Greg. How are you enjoying this weather?
Well, I just checked out back, and it's coming down with ferocity, that's for sure.
Yes, I just left Montgomery coming to Wetumpka, and it is a big flood up here. Well, what I wanted to tell you is I used my Baumhauer's Big Shot certificate today at lunch with my ladies.
Oh.
And we had a wonderful time. We absolutely did. I can't thank you enough for this gift certificate.
I'm so glad that you enjoyed it. Did everybody in your group know that you won it from a pig like me?
Well, they knew I won it from a wonderful radio station. I showed them the letter. But I wanted to tell you that Don Parker, the manager, is wonderful. He spent a lot of time chatting with us.
He's great.
He was very personable. He thinks a lot of you. And our server was Brittany. She's a very nice young lady.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, gave us great service, and we encouraged her to go on with her studies to be a nurse someday. And I want to tell you, I've never had cobbler served to me in a parfait glass.
Wow.
That is something. It was wonderful.
That sounds great.
Yes, if you've never had it, you should have it. It's fabulous.
Well, one thing I love about Baumhauer's is they're always changing up and adding things to the menu. So that's something I've not seen before. But I'm going to try that Wednesday night, I think, when we gather there.
Right. Yes, you should. It's worth it. I mean, usually you just get a little bitty bowl of cobbler and that's it. This is done up right.
Well, I really appreciate the great review. And on behalf of Don Parker and that wonderful team over there, thank you.
Okay, and thank y'all too. All bye-bye. Right.
Bye-bye.
By the way, we have to combine the names from Friday.
Mm-hmm.
With this, because we have a big shot drawing we need to do.
Oh, yes, I was about to ask you about that. One second. I'm the keeper of the names.
We'll get that into that a little bit later.
I could have, sent it to Peyton if you'd asked. I might have been sleeping, but
we didn't want to bother you at home. Okay. When you're off, you're off, and nobody gets better.
Well, I've got the names.
You know, when Richard's here, we were talking about glutathione.
Yeah.
That is something we have gotten from infusion cryo and laser to supplement the IV vitamin therapy we've been doing. You know, here's the menu. First of all, when you take vitamins orally, your digestive system does not process everything. It doesn't absorb everything that you ingest. It's not an effective delivery system. IV, there's no miss. It's 100% in. And they have several different formulas that they can use in IV vitamin therapy infusion, depending on what it is you want to accomplish. Everything from beauty and radiance, recovery, meaning if you've partied too hard or you feel depleted, weight loss, stress relief, athletic performance, and something called Myers Cocktail, which is named after the famous physician John Myers. And this IV is perfect for a wide range. This is the one that I do. Specifically formulated to support the body, increasing blood concentration of several essential vitamins and minerals. Conditions that respond well to this are migraines, chronic fatigue, people with difficult schedules, upper respiratory tract infections. That's why I went and got one as soon as this thing came on, because it works on that. And I do the glutathione, which comes in a bottle. You take it home and you do a little teaspoon in the morning with some juice. And then I've doubled up on that because I've been trying to get past this sinus thing. This works. I urge you, if you have goals for yourself that you want to achieve, exercise more, lose weight, look better, infusion can help you, and quickly. Call them at 296-1662 to learn more about IV vitamin therapy. Call Infusion Cryo and Laser to talk about cryotherapy. I use that to jumpstart the IV. It's wonderful. It's even more effective than it was before. And laser therapy for people with a chronic painful condition. Very effective because the laser manipulates the blood flow to the area that's affected. And that's what heals it, because everything you need to heal is right there in your blood. Talk to Ryan Turner, Lori, the team at Infusion at 296-1662. That's 296-1662, or visit infusioncryoandlaser.com. Hey, Debbie.
Hello.
What's up?
I was just going to make a comment about the pink hats. I watched a little thing on Facebook of these two men, brothers, that went into the, I don't know if it was Chicago or whichever of these ladies' marches they went to. They were a little hostile towards these guys, and the guys tried to keep the act clean, no cussing, that kind of thing. What amazed me is when he asked, and it was asking women that were a little older, not just the young ones, what is it that they were marching for? And they would just, women's rights. Well, what rights do you not already have? Mm-hmm. They couldn't answer. They just walk off with their nose up in the air.
Yeah.
And, what's the hat for? What's the hat represent? Why do you wear that hat? Nobody wanted to answer that one either. Well, I got news for you. I want to know what that's supposed to mean, because to me, it just really is embarrassing for women, in my opinion, to be dressed like that. I don't see it. I just see, what are men supposed to be dressed up as testicles and, the other part and parading around and everybody's supposed
what
to
do you think
cool?
My car is
it's a metaphor, Joey, is what it is.
Oh yeah, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, it's just embarrassing. They don't represent the type of women that I know, and I
I agree. I don't know any sniveling, groveling women. They don't need to carry a sign. They don't need you. If you don't treat them with respect, you'll find out quickly enough that that's
especially
not acceptable.
Especially in the South. Yes, sir. You know that's right. So, you don't get dinner. You go sit in the corner. You might have to go sleep in the doghouse. You certainly aren't going to be in the bed.
All right.
That's right. You could be keeping Bailey company.
Debbie, we appreciate the call. Yeah, I'm sorry, but what rights have been denied you here in 2018? I'd like to know what you're not getting that everybody else is. I'll tell you what I think you're not getting that others are. And maybe that's where the resentment is building up, you know, because sometimes just, you know, getting the 3:41 is the time our show is brought to you by.
Another text? A new tweet? A weather alert? My smartphone's driving me crazy!
Then you need the flip phone.
The flip phone? Is that new?
The flip phone is old technology that's new again. Its patented microchip is so small it can't hold any annoying apps.
Wow, talk about futuristic. But where's the screen?
The screen is conveniently hidden inside. Simply flip open the flip phone using the state-of-the-art hinge.
Cool! But I'll probably still need to send texts.
No problem. Just press the numbers on the realistic keypad to sequentially access the three corresponding letters above each number, except for the number 7 and the number 9, which have 4 letters.
Yeah, so maybe I don't need to text. But how will I get a hold of people?
Just use the flip phone's futuristic voice-to-voice communication.
I'm sold. I'm getting the flip phone today.
Order your flip phone online. You know, while you still have a phone that can do that.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Still keeping an eye on the radar as the frontal system brings showers and thunderstorms into the area, with the threat continuing well into the evening hours tonight before ending around midnight, then turning cooler. The overnight low temperature 43. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side with gusty winds. For tomorrow, sunshine. Not quite as warm behind the front. Upper 50s to around 60. I think we'll be in the upper 50s Wednesday and near 60 Thursday with sunshine both days. Our weather app keeps you on top of weather changes all the time, and it looks like more changes later in the week. Get it on your phone today. Just search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The growing season is over, but before you know it, you'll have to take care of your lawn and landscaping again. Time to call J&S Professional Lawn Service and let John Cato and the staff give your lawn a winter prep. J&S is a cost-effective, cut-effective service that will beautifully groom your lawn and yard with an edge that stands out above the others. Get ready now. J&S Professional Lawn Service is now accepting commercial and industrial landscaping customers. Call for an estimate. Ask for John Cato at 202-8760. That's 202-8760. J&S Professional Lawn Service, a cut above the rest. Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Hey, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have an accident on Atlanta Highway, the 6100 block. That is an accident with injury, so be careful if you're over that way. We also have an accident over in Prattville. That one is going to be on 65 northbound just before Copsford Road. One vehicle has spun into the guardrail. Fire trucks and police are on the scene. So be careful in those two locations. Everything else is moving along pretty well. Just be careful with ponding water and rain and slick roads. Mini-term B classes begin March 7th at Trenton State. Register, get your financial assistance started now. Trenton State, the college for real careers, call 420-4200. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
We are non-essential personnel.
does things still run quite well? We don't make decisions, close deals, or sell. We are non-essential personnel.
I'm a salesman who makes no sales.
I'm a temp worker who sorts the mail.
I'm a receptionist who does my nails.
We are non-essential personnel. We are non-essential personnel. We stayed home but profits never fell. We don't do our jobs particularly well. We are non-essential personnel.
I spend all day making personal calls.
I pretend to work but play fantasy football.
I'm a security officer at the shopping mall.
We are non-essential personnel. We are non-essential personnel. When we'll be fired, we can never tell. Our bosses think we can go to hell. We are non-essential personnel.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV, and we dedicate that to all the people who were deemed non-essential and had to just stay home during the big shutdown of 2018. It is really pouring outside.
Oh, yeah.
How much did Rich say he had at his house?
110.
That's in less than 40 minutes. And our current Live in Fear Doppler image shows a big area of red and orange right over the center of the city. And some more trailing off to the south and west. So this is not likely to go anywhere for a while. But as he mentioned, as Rich mentioned when he was with us in the studio a little while back, we need this rain. The snow may have made us wet as it melted. Actually, the runoff was interesting because it continued. As it started about all day, like Thursday afternoon, yeah, all day Friday, there was a steady flow of water into the sewer. Now that sewer, man, it looks like it looks violent out there because it's really crashing down. And we have a significant weather advisory, but no severe weather alerts at this time. Just be careful. If you see anything, though, Barron mentioned there was flooding at Coliseum Boulevard and Atlanta Highway.
Yes.
Please let us know at 272-9228. And we can pass that information along to those who need to know.
It looks like this is going to pass through. I mean, how long do you think this heavy downpour is going to be? Looking at the radar.
This part of it, another 10, 15 minutes?
Yeah, so, I mean, if you can stay put for 10, 15, stay put.
That would be a good idea.
It's pretty crazy out there.
Good, I'm really good.
So, I think you figured out your Facebook postings. A lot of folks have called me and said they saw the one where you said Facebook is censoring me.
Yeah.
After you change your settings. Now, for some that you posted earlier today, you might have to go to each individual post and just change it to public. Really? If you want those to get out there.
Well, yeah, I got 52 responses to the censoring post. But,
have you ever put your name?
What a waste. What a waste. It is 10 minutes before 4 o'clock. It's good to have Joey back in the house with us. I'm kind of, you know, last week, we were so focused on weather, we didn't have time to hit on some of the stuff we normally...
Right. Last week was crazy, man.
It really was. Some of the things that turned up in our pile of prep that we never got around to. So this afternoon, I'm catching up. I'm going through this. I actually brought this pile into my bedroom,
mm-hmm,
with the full intention of, okay, I'll have plenty of time. But I didn't feel that great this weekend. I just didn't feel like dealing with it.
Right.
So I brought it back to the radio station. I said, well, I'll do it.
Let's do it live.
Hey, how about that? How about the playoffs? The Super Bowl coming up, huh?
Actually, the NFL front office is happy because you have two traditional NFL towns. Or fan bases now, as opposed to Jacksonville and Minnesota. Though it would have been cool to see the Vikings in their home stadium for the Super Bowl.
That's never happened.
Right.
The closest that's happened in 52 Super Bowls is the 49ers playing in Palo Alto, California, I think. That's about as close as it's been.
It's been in Miami a number of times, but the Dolphins have never been in one while it was there. Last time, if I remember, it was the Colts and the Bears. But what will be interesting, they said 40-something million people watched the Patriots Jacksonville game yesterday. Yeah, and here's the thing. The Patriots are owned by Bob Kraft. Bob Kraft is tight with Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think Bob Kraft has allowed any of that kneeling crap to go on. And if that's the way he wants it, that's the way it should be. Because, and again, what rights are they not getting? Well, what's the kneeling all about? This myth that the white cops wake up every morning and the first thing they want to do is go find... You know, what's interesting is baseball... This whole thing started with the NFL in September, with the beginning of the regular season. Baseball had one guy, catcher for the A's named Bruce Maxwell, who took a knee during the national anthem in a game in Oakland, where they're far more tolerant than we are. After the season ended, guess what? Bruce Maxwell was arrested, I think, for domestic violence.
Mm.
In fact, I don't know how I don't know what the adjudication of that situation was, but... And I don't think the cops said, well, yeah, this guy didn't kneel for the anthem, so let's go find a reason to arrest him. He was, if I'm not mistaken, terrorizing a woman.
No, and that's, when it comes to police work, that is one of those situations one of the most dangerous situations for a police officer, domestic violence calls. Walking into a home, you don't know what's going to go on.
You know, I have my new electric frying pan in the kitchen.
Yeah.
I've got a great recipe book here. Breakfast. What can I make for the gang?
Ooh. I've been eating bacon lately. The really good bacon that comes in kind of like a Ziploc bag seal. And it's got all sorts of fat on it. And I learned, we did it because we also made some sweet orange rolls.
Mm-hmm.
But we put in the bacon at 350 for 20 minutes. And then we turned it up to, I think, about 400 for another five. Mm-hmm. And it was perfect. Like the fat rendered to where it was a little crispy, but then melted in your mouth. That was ambrosia, Greg.
Breakfast hash.
That's too complicated. Just sausage. I like your spicy sausage.
You know what's on my counter at home right now? A casserole dish that is filled up to here with my hash brown casserole with bacon bits in it.
Oh, yeah.
A layer of sharp cheddar on top that will melt in. And that's going in the oven when I get home, and that'll be here tomorrow morning for everybody except Rich, who is boycotting.
Oh, he's on his own diet plan?
Well, he did have steak and eggs last week. He did make an exception for that. And one other day, too. So tomorrow will be hash brown casserole and probably some fresh grilled sausage.
See, he can eat that stuff if he gets into a workout program.
He is. He's been working out.
Okay.
So I really don't know what
I'm going to suggest yoga to Rich. I think he might be receptive. I finally got back in the saddle this morning. Like, I'm going to do an hour. I'm still a little congested, though, so I lasted 50 minutes. I'm like, I'm not going to do the last sequence.
I've been using my elliptical.
Oh, that'll do it.
I'm not...
How long do you run on? Like 30 minutes?
Three.
See what? You burned like 50?
That's three times longer than I did.
True. You burned like 50, 100 calories.
Ask me in a month. If I'm not up to 15 or 20 minutes, then obviously I'm being... At least I'm honest. Here's Crawdad.
Yeah, you know, you guys talking about exercise. I love hard work. I can just watch it all day long. And as far as exercise, that's hard work. So I feel for you guys on your ellipticals and your yoga mats. Closest thing I came to exercise is Tai Chi, but that wore me out too. So now I'm trying a new Chinese exercise. It's called Yippee. I just run around naked.
Oh, nice. Hopefully indoors.
Yes, indoors, Joey.
Wow, that is a disturbing image.
I don't want you to have to call Greg Biggs because you went, outside.
And I want one of those hats that's got the big cheese wedge on top. Can I wear that in public?
Yeah.
I want a big cheese wedge hat. I want to be a cheese head.
I think they sell those in Green Bay.
Yes. As a matter of fact, they do. There's a lot of moisture outside. Did you notice?
Well, yes, we have.
Lots and lots of moisture. Well, I just called to say hi, and throw my name in the hat for whatever you might give away at the end of the week, well, because I'm a greedy kind of person that way.
Okay, glad you're in.
Are y'all feeling better?
Yeah, I feel great.
I had to go to the horse pistol today, and I took all that stuff with me that you wash your hands with, and as best as I tried, I bet you I come down with it now that I went over there to get contaminated.
Mm.
Everybody else is sick, so...
Well, Crawdad, we wish you luck, whatever it is. Thank you for the call at 356. Here's something you can do on this rainy afternoon. Call Morris Capuano. He's partnered up with Renaissance Bank. And in this partnership, the variety of programs he's able to offer potential homeowners has greatly expanded. If homeownership has eluded you because of a mediocre credit score, guess what? There's a brand new program that helps people who have less than stellar credit get a mortgage. No money down? Don't let that stop you either. Call Morris at 409-9300. This is the reason he partnered up, because some of the folks he was unable to get done couldn't access the programs until he expanded and built this partnership with Renaissance. So it's a brand new ball game for those who have been left behind. Now, you're getting a tax cut, so you'll have more money in your paycheck, and you'll have a lot more money coming back to you at the end of the year in terms of a tax refund if you have a first mortgage interest deduction. So you have the power now, if these situations or circumstances have kept you from getting done, to call Morris at 409-9300 and get the ball rolling, because you get a mortgage done by the end of middle or end of February, you'll start making payments around the 1st of April. That's 7 months of first mortgage interest. And, you know, in the first year, that's almost all of what you're paying beyond taxes and insurance. So that comes back to you at the beginning of next year when you file your taxes. So don't wait. Call them right now. 409-9300. That's Morris Capuano and Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender, NMLS number 402669. Fox News coming up.
Hiring is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/build. That's ZipRecruiter.com/build. ZipRecruiter.com/build.
Whether you're making updates to existing properties or building new construction, Lowe's has savings for pros. Now through February 7th, get 25% off all in-stock kitchen cabinets. Plus, save 5% on every purchase every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. And don't forget, you can save yourself some time by ordering online at lowesforpros.com and pick up your order at our pro desk. Offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Check it out. Stack barbecue Pringles on ranch Pringles and you get barbecue ranch. Add pizza Pringles.